This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning. Or maybe it's not, depending on whether you followed the Pirates yesterday. Pirates lost to the Oakland Athletics again, and the Pirates have guaranteed a loss in the series, which means that they will be at least a couple more days without a series win. They haven't won since the beginning of April when they beat the Baltimore Orioles in two of three games, so that's not great. They play again today. 3:37 is the official start time. A's and Pirates. So the Pirates just with the opportunity to not get swept today if they can win. But that's all they can get. Which, again, I hope they don't get swept. I hope they don't accumulate losses. And they lost three in a row to the Giants. They got swept in that series. And they haven't won since they beat the Brewers last week, last Tuesday, so not great. In today's game at 3:37, A's Pirates. If you want to listen to that game, you can go over to 100.1 FM and AM 1020. Kidakay at game time, they're going to carry that one today. So just a few numbers to crunch before I take some calls. You're welcome to get in on the conversation at any time, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at callus_33. That's callus_33 if you prefer written communication. So they had Alex Wood pitching, and he's an established veteran, but he's playing for the A's now for a reason, I would think. He's just somebody to fill a spot for them while they continue to figure it out themselves as an organization and move here soon. I think this is their last year in Oakland, and they're going to play in Sacramento for a few years after before their official planting in Las Vegas in 2027. But they're doing whatever they're doing. Wood, two earned runs given up for him in his start. So he kept them in the game. And then Mason Miller pitched the ninth and struck out three. He was great. So I became an A's fan. Well, I was sleeping by that point because, you know, you got to get up for this shift. But I'm not disappointed that he locked down the Pirates. And when the Pirates put themselves in that position, when they're down by three, and you have to face a guy like Mason Miller, then, you know, you're set up. You were set up for failure at that point. That was one of those keys. I mean, that's the keys against the A's. Don't let Mason Miller get in the game, because right now he is that good. And I know him personally, so respect for him and what he's done and what he's doing. Not surprised that he locked it down either, as he did. Now the Pirates and the A's are 14-17 as well, so now they have matched records. The Pirates had a couple games on them, and now they don't. So this is where we are. Connor Joe hit a home run. He surprisingly continues to hit well. 2-for-4 with a homer. Good for him. Andrew McCutchen is still batting cleanup and still going hitless. He did get a walk. I don't know. Walks just, to me, seem like they don't work out as well out of the cleanup spot. I don't know. I don't have the stats to back it up. But his ability to get on base would help much better if he were in the leadoff spot. Keep Ryan Hayes had a sack fly in the game. Ryan Reynolds got a hit, 1 for 4. That's fine. Everybody else, I mean, little to speak of. Rowdy Tellez didn't play in this game either, now that I'm looking at it. Just remember there, they put Connor Joe at first base, which is fine, and they put some better defensive outfielders in there. But anyway, it's all... O'Neill Cruz didn't start again. It's something. So I'm going to take some calls right now. I got a caller on the line. You can get a phone line as well. We got plenty of them this morning. If you want to call and express how you feel about everything, 412-928-9370. I have some thoughts that I'll get to here in a minute, but I definitely want to hear from fans out there right now, like what the gauge is, because I said take it one game at a time. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Derek Shelton said the same thing about evaluating young guys like Jared Jones. So now we're at the point, though, where we don't want to get too high or too low. Right now the Pirates are getting too low. They're getting streaky with losses. And so now that that's happening, I mean, that's something that I said that's what they have to avoid this season to be competitive, is the streaky losses. So right now we're in a position here where they lost 6 in a row. Then they split a series with the Brewers, which the series split is fine. They had the Brewers in the first 2 games. I think they could have had more in that series, but they didn't. They left a little bit on the table, and they lost 2 of those 4 games. And then they got swept by the Giants. So now they're on a 5-7 game losing streak. Just make sure I have that right here. I think that's what happened. They lost the last 2 against the Brewers. Yes, they're on a 7-game losing streak. Not good. 412-928-9370, though. Get a line. We got Buzz right now who wants to talk. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Not great. Doesn't sound like you are either, does it?
No, you know, the Pirates, they're just an absolute mess. I mean, when you look in their lineup, they got 3 guys that they're paying over $250 million with: Helen Keller.
Come on.
Keep Ryan Hayes and Ryan Reynolds. With all those 3, they're paying over $250 million.
Are you saying, now hold on real quick, because when we make comments like that, we gotta back them up a little bit. Keep Ryan Hayes and Brian Reynolds, they've been producing, whether you want to believe that or not. They're not individually the problem. And Mitch Keller gave Mitch Keller gave up 3 runs in 5 innings against the A's, which I would say is a quality start. He gave the Pirates a chance to win that game. Would you agree?
No, I wouldn't, because the A's are terrible. And not only that, is he is your number one pitcher. He can't go only 5 innings. Your number one pitcher, he has to go 6-7 innings. I mean, if you look at, like, number one pitchers around the league, like a Gerrit Cole, like, you know, these pitchers, they're almost guaranteed they're going to go 7 innings. He only went 5 innings against a terrible team.
He struck out 7 batters, though. I'm not going to call him Helen Keller. That wasn't very nice.
Well, whatever. It's very frustrating watching these guys. And Key Brian Hayes, you're corner people. You're first and third baseman, okay? Mm-hmm. They got to hit home runs. I don't care what they hit for batting average. He's batting, I think, 270, 280. I get it. But he has 1 home run. I mean, you can't have your corner, you know, on the first baseman, I think, has, what's he have, 1 home run this year?
Yeah, Tellez has not been hitting well. That's an accurate statement. Key Brian Hayes, though, I'm going to cut Key Brian Hayes some slack because he is.
Well, don't you agree he has to hit home runs?
Buzz, how old are you, real quick? Let me just ask you that.
56.
Okay. I think you've got an older perception of baseball where the corner outfielders have to hit. I feel like in today's game, anybody can hit for power at any position. You just need somebody to hit. So I'm not going to put that responsibility just on Key Brian Hayes, but the Pirates, it seems right now, don't have consistent power hitters anywhere. It could come from any position these days. Like, power hitting is so much more prominent in today's game. And sometimes your number one starter is going to give up three earned runs, even if he is your number one starter. That's just going to happen. Or only pitch five innings. Not always give up three runs.
Keller couldn't be – I mean, on a good team, he's a number three. He is not a number one. There's no way he is a number one pitcher. On a bad team like the A's or the Pirates, he might be a number one. But if you get a good team, he is not a number one pitcher. And he's getting paid over $70 million. Key Brian Hayes is getting paid over $70 million. And Ryan Reynolds, he's batting 250.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
He's batting 250, and I think he got four home runs, and he doesn't even have a position. He plays left field, he plays right field, he plays DH. I mean, how many million-dollar players don't even have a true position? You got to get these guys. I mean, when you're in a small market team like the Pirates, you got to be able to hit on these guys. Reynolds should be batting 300, and he should be on pace to hit 30 home runs with being paid that much.
All right, Buzz, thanks for the call. Now, I appreciate the expressions. I'll meet you halfway on a lot of this, and I'll revise my statement there a bit. Your number one should not consistently give up three earned runs in a game. I was initially thinking five innings pitched, though. If a guy's struggling or wavering or is taxed with pitches, five innings is more common than not for a lot of starting pitchers. Now, maybe you could argue a number one needs to give you more of that. But that's just been the biggest concern for this team, and I kind of rainbow glossed over everything when the season started because I'm going to have to eat my words when I talk to Crowley. More about this team now, because I said they're winning games. What's the problem? And that's me and my temporary lens, like my temporary happiness that I want to have for when they win, just to not overthink things. But then there are underlying problems, perhaps a weaker foundation for this team that will come out sooner or later in a season. And right now, their weaker foundation here seems to be being exposed. Their offense was not sustainable. They were winning games earlier in the year, I think, because they were able to put up anywhere between four and seven runs a game, if not more, and they were able to will themselves with offense to victories, which means that, you know, if Mitch Keller would give up three runs and the offense backs that up, you know, with five, the Pirates are going to win games. They haven't scored a whole lot of runs in one game in a little while. Let me just look here real quick. They scored 2-1-2-4 when they beat the Giants. 0 in the first game of that series, then 5 where they lost, 2-2-4. So they got a few games where they got over 3. And in some of those games, or matter of fact, two in particular, they won when they scored over three. Some of your starting pitchers do need to lock it down. I understand that, but still. Yeah, I mean, the offense mostly has not scored enough for them to win games. And that's really the big focus here. And I think they misspoke earlier. They did beat the Giants in game two of that three-game series. So they're not on a seven-game losing streak, but they still haven't won a series since the beginning of April, and that's the point here. They've got to win some series in the months to be able to be legitimate playoff contenders. And I understand the frustration of people. I mean, if you want to call in and express your frustration as well, 412-928-9370. I did talk about that at the beginning of the season, where I want to take it one game at a time with this team and not get too high and too low. But the accumulated losses here are now causing a legitimate concern. Right, because I feel like one loss, like the loss against the Tigers was a freak loss where David Bednar, you know, doesn't get the save. Martin Perez wanted to pitch longer or at least express that he could have gone into the ninth inning. Hindsight's 20/20. That I thought was a freak fluke thing. And that I don't blame any of the management for. Like, in hindsight, you didn't want to put David Bednar out there if you knew Martin Perez could go out there. But again, that's hindsight. The rest of the games in you know, down this stretch, there have been a little bit more concern just because, okay, the offense hasn't picked it up. The sweep against the Mets was tough. And then the Red Sox, so you get swept in two consecutive series, and it's just like, there is cause for concern at this point, just seeing how the pitching in the bullpen has wavered a bit and the offense hasn't picked up the slack to be able to support this team. And now you're facing, if you lose today, you've got swept by the Athletics, and on this West Coast trip, you would have lost 5 out of 6. So avoid that, right? Avoid getting swept. That's important. And coming up here, I mean, you got to make up some ground and just, again, take it one game at a time. I'm not going to look too far past the Rockies right now. That's the next series to come up. But if the losses are starting to bunch up, that's where I take concern. I said at the beginning of the year, take it one game at a time. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. But now we're at a point where they're collecting too many losses, and especially the offense should be addressed. And the approach of the offense needs to be addressed. How the lineup is set definitely needs to be addressed. Mitch Keller gave the Pirates a chance to win. It's not like he was perfect, and it's not like 3 earned runs is something you want to see on a consistent basis, but he gave the Pirates a chance to win with his start. 412-928-9370. Take a few more calls here, and then I'll go to break. Take this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Roberto. Is this Nikki Callis, my brother? How you doing?
Nikki, very good. What's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, you know what? I'm an old man, I guess 62, if you consider an old, you're a young man. I mean, but I really don't even follow them anymore for the sheer fact that Nutting's the owner. I mean, maybe you don't want to hear them. People don't want to hear them. There's a lot of Kool-Aid drinkers, and I'm not trying to be negative. But in reality, we're busting players' chops about what they can and can't do, or the coaches or whatever. I mean, the bottom line is, they're a small market team. Nutting doesn't do anything. And we're not going to see a winner until you're not the owner anymore, as far as I'm concerned.
See,
Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I don't think it's so much of an old-young thing. I mean, we both want the same thing. We want the Pirates to win. But, like, how do you blame the guy when he invests $77 million in Mitch Keller, $106 million in Brian Reynolds, and $80 million early in his career to keep Brian Hayes? Like what more can he do from a financial standpoint? Because really, he's the financial backer. He makes there's nobody above him that makes decisions. But like, what else do you want him to do?
I think he goes after the unknowns, and okay, if they have potential like Cruz, we're gonna go ahead and sign him to log your deals like he does. I mean, that's the only way they can do it, and because if they get good enough, he's not gonna be able to afford them. I go back as far as, you know, the 70 World Series. I saw the 79 World Series, We Are Family, and then now we have nothing. And then when the Pirates finally made the playoffs a number of years ago, gosh, I don't even know how long it's been, because I've been writing baseball off since the Nutties. I mean, ever since. So my point is, you know, you have the I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought here, but, you know, I think when they made the playoffs a number of years ago, 10 years or whatever it was, I'm sorry, I'm throwing off of the years, they started not even re-signing the players like that. The catcher Martin, I forget their names. You know what I'm saying? They just didn't start. They started not signing people. You got to keep that going, man.
Hey, well, thank you for the call. Yeah, I'm going to cut you off there. They didn't sign Russell Martin, but then they traded Justin Wilson to the Yankees for Francisco Cervelli, and he had his best, I would argue, years of his career as a Pittsburgh Pirate before he you know, struggled with injuries toward the later part of his contract, and then got let go. But I can't sit here and say that the owner is not doing his part when they've signed guys to multi-million-dollar contracts. They took a risk on a veteran. I wouldn't even call it a risk. He just came off a World Series winning team in Aroldis Chapman with the Texas Rangers, who's still throwing with high velocity. He's had control issues this season, but like, I can't blame him for signing Chapman. I can't blame him for giving Keller an extension now. I don't think he's given O'Neill Cruz an extension because O'Neill Cruz hasn't proven anything yet. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation about him being a 40-40 guy and being a super talented dude, and I think Cruz still has potential to be a super talented guy, but he has not performed as a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He hasn't established consistent results yet. He's shown flashes of his talent and strength and abilities, and there's not a whole lot wrong with what he's done so far from a defensive standpoint. I think he can hold down shortstop now after struggling there a little bit in his first couple of years in the league. But he hasn't played a full season yet in Major League Baseball. So I wouldn't have given him an extension, and I've been on record saying that because there were extension talks involving him before. I wouldn't have done it before, and I still wouldn't do it now because he hasn't done anything yet to establish that he has consistent results. Brian Reynolds did, and he got a contract. Key Brian Hayes did well, showed signs of success, and he was given a contract as a result. Mitch Keller is a guy who showed flashes of brilliance. He got a contract. So again, I can't blame ownership when the money's being spent and then you take risks on a veteran. Again, not really risks, because I call it a risk just because he's a little bit older, I guess, in my mind. But Aroldis Chapman came off a World Series winning team, and he still throws toward the triple digits with his fastball and velocity. So I can't blame ownership when ownership is giving money out to players in an effort to win. Guys that are getting high contracts on the team, I can't blame the owner for that. I can't. So I guess you may be swayed in certain ways. I never saw the World Series teams in the 70s. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that the ownership is giving enough of an effort to give this team a chance to win. Right now, there's just something on the field that isn't working out. 412-928-9370. I'll give one more caller a chance to speak before I go to break. Good morning. What's your name?
Rob from Chicago.
All right. What's up?
With you were referring to the early, you know, winning, you know, the early part of April. It's kind of like a golfer that can't hit the fairway and gets in the bunker, but yet manages to scramble and save par. They were kind of doing it with smoke and mirrors. Right now, the Pirates aren't even scrambling or, you know, just trying to get some runs. They're completely lost at the plate. And I know that, you know, the popular person to beat on right now is Andy Haynes, but something has to be done to get something out of these guys. These guys aren't this bad. You know, Hayes, Reynolds, Keller, they're streaky players. And when they're good, they're good. And when they're bad, they're like this. But there has to be something to get something out of them. And I just don't see it.
Sure. Now, Andy Haynes is the popular person to beat on, though. And thanks for the call, Rob. Andy Haynes is the popular guy to beat on because Andy Haynes should be in charge of setting the approach for this team, and if the Pirates as a collective are not approaching well at the plate, it's like when we blame Matt Canada for the Steelers' offense not producing, right? That was an easy one. Matt Canada was an easy punching bag. Andy Haynes isn't as easy because I don't think that we as baseball fans think of coaches in that manner as much. But when you look at it, I mean, he's responsible for that approach. And if not, Derek Shelton's responsible for that. And one of the two is responsible for the lineup. I'm going to assume it's Shelton because he's the manager. Maybe Andy Haynes has a say in that being the hitting coach, but his job is to set the approach for the Pirates. So if they're all, if one of them or two of them are struggling consistently, then okay, release the player, trade him. It's not a good fit here. When the majority of the lineup is struggling, that's an approach problem. That's why you look at the hitting coach. So that's why I think he's an easy target here. You said, Rob, like he's the one that everybody wants to beat on right now, but that's why. Because if the majority of them are struggling, you know, they all can't be producing as poorly as they are right now, right? Like, one or two little problems, right, fix the little problems. But if there's, you know, if there's errors everywhere, you know, fix a greater problem. And that's just how I see it. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. You're listening to the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis, and this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Arikalas, and we're talking sports early in the morning. Fan Early Morning Show. For the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. And now Fan Weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can shop online, too, at sunchevy.com today. It's going to be another warm one. High of 80, low of 52, clear skies expected. Then tomorrow, high of 81, low of 56, more clear skies expected. And early forecasts show the potential for rain this weekend, so look out for that. It's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name's Nicholas Arikalas. Kind of putting a bow on this one. Some Pirates frustrations this morning being expressed, which I'm totally for. Just want to make sure that you are informed as you continue to listen and gather your opinions. When the majority of the hitters are struggling, you look at the hitting coach in this case, which is why I say, just check Andy Haynes. And it's not just one season either. I'm not, you know, it's been five seasons for the Pirates, and they've struck out looking among the most in Major League Baseball over the last three seasons. And this season, I mean, they're already most strikeout looking in Major League Baseball. Most strikeouts looking, in Major League Baseball so far this season, and they've finished in the top three of the last two. So when you look at stats like that, it makes you think that there's an approach problem. And again, when the majority of the hitters are struggling, you don't fire the entire lineup. You look at the guy responsible for setting them up for success and to make successful approaches at the plate. So you look at Andy Haynes in this case. Now, I'm not going to call him the Matt Canada of baseball. That wouldn't be nice. I mean, the Pirates have shown signs of life in their lineup. But right now, they're struggling. And when you got a starting rotation that's a little shaky at times with certain pitchers, you need an offense that can at least break out and give you more runs than they have. And they haven't scored more than four since the series against the Brewers, but they lost that game. Right, their just offense has not been as consistent here recently. Not getting blown out consistently. I give them credit for that, too. It just, you know, some things haven't fallen their way, and they're losing to an A's team now that they started the season off poorly. They had trouble against them last season, too, but I look at the offensive coach at this point. I look at the hitting coach, and I say, okay, what are we doing? That's my opinion on it. I'm not, you know, blaming anybody else right now other than the hitting coach, because the approach has been poor and he's supposed to be in charge of how the Pirates hitters approach their at-bats. So the Pirates are going to play the Rockies after the Athletics, but the Pirates and A's play on KDK AM today at 3:37. So you can tune in over there and just see if they get swept or not. But they're on the brink of getting swept. If they lose today, they will get swept in this series, and that will increase their losing streak to four. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.